Last New Year's, most people celebrated not only a new year, but the first year of the new millennium. Well, historians and those entrusted with keeping the calendar beg to differ then, and they continue to do so this year. Here to set us all straight, giving us an excuse to celebrate the new millennium all over again, is Robin Catchpole. Catchpole is senior astronomer of the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England.
To find out why the third millennium and the 21st century only start at midnight on the 31st of December 2000, which is also the start of the year 2001, we have to go back almost 1,500 years. Early in the 6th century AD, a monk and astronomer called Dionysius Exiguus, which can be translated as Denis the Little, was living in what is now southwest Russia. He was making a table of dates for Easter and decided to have a new system for naming and counting years based on the birth of Christ rather than the reign of the Roman Emperor. This meant that Dionysius's current year, 248 of the Emperor Diocletian, would in future be known as the year 532 AD. His system was based on the idea that Christ was born on the 25th of December of the year preceding the start of the year 1 AD. In other words, there was no year zero in his system. This was hardly surprising because the concept of zero as a number would not be introduced into Europe for another few hundred years. The lack of a year zero is the reason that we celebrate the start of the next millennium at the end of the year 2000 and not at the beginning. It's easy to see why. The first year of the Christian era was named year one, but 1 year of time had only elapsed since the start of the era at the end of year one. Similarly, an interval of 2,000 years will only have elapsed at the end of the year 2000 and not at the start. The identical problem of when the new century begins came up at the beginning of the 19th and 20th centuries. On both previous occasions, the newspapers were almost unanimous that the new century began at the start of 1801 and 1901. So this is the first time in over 200 years that ignorance has prevailed and the majority of the world celebrated the start of the year 2000 rather than the end of the year as the start of the third millennium and the 21st century. Needless to say, we at Greenwich will be celebrating the start of the year 2001 and go even further and claim that the true millennium starts at naught hours Greenwich Mean Time on the 1st of January 2001. Our claim that the correct moment is naught hours Greenwich Mean Time is based on a conference in Washington in 1884 that adopted Greenwich Mean Time, or GMT, as the universal time for all the world.
You've been listening to Robin Catchpole, senior astronomer of the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England.